بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، so after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking his aid and assistance, we continue bi-idhnillah with the reading of Ighathatul Lahfan fi Masayidi al-Shaytan, supporting the distressed in ways to repel the plots and the tricks of a shaytan. And in the last lesson we stopped as it relates to Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala preparing the reader for this affair of the qalb and the heart by mentioning the sifat and characteristics of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his virtues, so that the abd and slave will know that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la yantiqu عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِيٌّ يُوحَى, that he does not speak from his desires, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but is a revelation revealed to him. So in order for us to get this relief and protection from the plots of shaitan, and to purify and maintain the healthy nature of the heart, we have to follow the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's befitting that he, Ibn Qayyim, in this muqaddimah, he mentioned, after mentioning the affair of Tawheed, he mentions the virtues of the Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And today, inshallah, in today's lesson, Jalsa, sitting, inshallah, we will deal with generally with four affairs. The first is the pertaining to our limbs, and that our limbs have been created for indeed a good purpose, a noble purpose. And secondly, Ibn Qayyim, he mentions the status, the makan, and the status of the heart as it relates to the other parts of the body, the limbs. And then he mentions the attack of a shaitan on the heart. He is attacking of the heart, knowing the pivotal status of the heart, so he targets the heart. And then he mentions in his conclusion, rahimahullah ta'ala, the reason why he authored the book, and preparing the reader to embark upon the other chapters that he's going to deal with regarding this amazing book, Ighathatul Ahfan. So bilai tawfiq nabda wa nastamir. We continue now with the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, where he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانُهُ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ خَلْقَهُ صُدًا هَمَلًا بَلْ جَعْلَهُمْ مَوْرِدًا لِلتَّكْلِيفِ وَمُحَلًّا لِلْعَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ فَهْمَ مَا أَرْشَدَهُمْ إِلَيْهِ مُجْمَلًا وَمُفَصَّلًا وَقَسَّمَهُمْ إِلَى شَقِيٍّ وَسَعِيدٍ وجعل لكل واحد من الفريقين منزلا وأعطاهم مواد العلم والعمل من القلب والسمع والبصر والجوارح نعمة منه وتفضلا. He says, rahimullah, in this point number one, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create the creation haphazardly without a purpose. meaning that there is indeed a purpose for Allah creating the creation, mankind and jinn. As he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Not created the jinn and the mankind except for worshipping him alone. A noble purpose. Allah has created the creation to worship him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, worshipping him alone without any partners, with tawheed, liwahiduni, to establish tawheed with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, بَجَعْلَهُمْ مَوْرِدًا لِلْتَكْلِيفِ. Allah has made the creation, mankind and jinn, as a creation that will be taken to account and morally responsible and taking commands and fulfilling the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and staying away from his prohibition. And as we know, the definition of al-amr, the command, is talabul fi'li biqawl ala wajh al-istila. And that is a command in which the one that is more superior is commanding one to do something, an action. And all of the creation from mankind and jinn, from those who have reached puberty, mahallan li muridan li taklif, they are mukallafun, they're morally responsible with this creation that Allah has created from man and jinn. And they have to abide by the commandments, wa nahi, and likewise the prohibition. And that is talabu kafil fi'l bil qawl ala wajh al istila, the usuliyun, they mention. And that is a command to stay away from an action, and including, and that which includes an action is statements, by the way. Dakhilun fil amal wal fa'al. To stay away from particular actions and statements by that prohibition has come from one that is more superior. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَلْزَمُهُمْ فَهْمَ مَا أَرْشَدُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. And he's made it a must that they must understand and seek this knowledge of that which he has made obligatory upon them. As is mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith that is Hassan, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. Knowledge of that which is required to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking that knowledge that is required to stay away from his prohibitions, that which he has prohibited from the muharramat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory for us to have knowledge of these foundations and these basics in order for us to fulfill the purpose of our creation, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَلْزَمْهُمْ فَهْمَ مَا أَرْشَدَهُمْ إِلَيْهِ مُجْمَلًا مُفَصَّلًا. وَقَسَّمَهُمْ. And after this, the one that has been given the avenues of learning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealing his book, the Qur'an, and sending his messenger, as we mentioned last week, رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, as a mercy to mankind, مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا, giving glad tidings and as a warner. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorized the people, as Ibn Qayyim, he mentions here, وَقَسَّمَهُمْ إِلَى شَقِيٍ وَسَعِيدٍ. And he categorized the people into two camps, and that is the shaqi, and that is the wretched, and sa'id, the one that will be happy and bliss. Those who will be in Jannah are the ones who have sa'ada, that will have that happiness and bliss, and those who are shaqi, wretched, are those indeed are from the hellfire. وَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ مَنْزِلًا. And for every one, each of these two camps of people, he has made a home for them. He has made a home for them. فَرِيقٌ فِي جَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي سَعِيرٍ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, a party in paradise and a party in hellfire. Sa'ir is their home, which is why in this dunya is not our home. The home is after death, ya ibadallah. Either the home being Jannah or the home be in the hellfire. So Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said regarding our relationship with this dunya, whether we like it or not, we're travelers. Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib aw aabir as-sabeel. Be in this world like you are a stranger. Be in this world like you are a stranger. Or a wayfarer, just passing by, a traveler. And this is the hal and the state of how we have to be in this dunya. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ja'ala li kulli wahidin min al-fariqayn manzila. He's indeed, Allah created two places for these groups, these parties. Fariqun fi jannah wa fariqun fi sa'ir. A party in paradise and another party in the hellfire. And this is the reality. So therefore he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, وَأَطَاهُمْ مُوَادْ الْعِلْمِ وَالْعَمَلِ. Allah has given us tools. Allah has given us tools in order to attain knowledge, and He's given us tools in order for us to act according to that knowledge. وَأَرْسَلَ رَسُولُ بِالدِّينِ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, with the religion, the deen al-haq, with the knowledge and the amal al-salih, an example in the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing good deeds. Min al-qalb. So he's given us these tools to understand, barakallahu fikum, this ilm, this knowledge, this fiqh, understanding, and also implementing it in amal, acting and implementation of that knowledge. He's given us tools. Min al-qalb. From the tools is our hearts. Was-sam' and our hearing. Wal-basar. And our vision, والجوارح, and our limbs, نعمة منه وتفضلا, as a blessing from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and favor. Which is why Ibn Rajab rahimullah ta'ala and others in him have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these limbs and the heart and the vision and this and hearing, and our arms and our legs, that we should only, it's only befitting that we use these limbs and these favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His obedience. And this is from shukr, and this is from gratitude. Which is why Ibn Qayyim, he also mentions after this, he says, فَمَنْ اسْتَعْمَلَ ذَلِكَ فِي طَاعَتِهِ وَسَلَكَ بِهِ طَرِيقَ مَعْرِفَتِهِ عَلَى مَا أُرْشِدَ إِلَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَبْغِرْ عَنْهُ عُدُولًا فَقَدْ قَامَ بِالشُّكْرٍ فَقَدْ قَامَ بِالشُّكْرِ مَا أُوْتِيَهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَسَلَكَ بِهِ إِلَى مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ سَبِيلًا. He says, Rahimullah, that the one who uses these limbs, the heart, the one that uses the heart, his hearing, his vision, and his limbs for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we've been created with a purpose, and that is to worship Allah alone without any partners. The one who uses these limbs that Allah has blessed man with, وَسَلَكَ بِهِ طَرِيقَ مَعْرِفَتِي, and takes upon the path of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, studying his tawheed, studying la ilaha illallah, studying the Quran, and studying the revelation, the second, the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ala ma arshida aw arshada ilayhi wa lam yabghi anhu udula, and he doesn't turn away from it, sticks to that revelation and that wahi. As the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, laqad taraktu fikum, in the hadith he said, in Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu, in the mustadrak of Hakim, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laqad taraktu fikum مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي عَبَدًا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I've left with you two affairs, that if you hold firm to them, you would not be deviated ever. And that is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ibn Qayyim, he said regarding, again, this affair, وَسَلَكَ بِهِ طَرِيقَ مَعْرِفَتِهِ عَلَى مَا أُرْشِدَ إِلَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَبْغِ عَنْهُ أُدُولًا. It doesn't turn away, and he does not go to other than the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sticks to the path, sticks to the sunnah. Uses the limbs that Allah has blessed the heart to have correct aqidah. He uses his heart, and she uses her heart, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawakkul. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And upon Allah that you put your trust if you are indeed truly believers. So he uses that action of the heart, which is a tawakkul, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and relying on Allah, and not turning away from that. His tongue he uses, and her tongue she uses, in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fulfilling his obligations and her obligations, and speaking only that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. But the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever truly believes in Allah and the hereafter, then let him speak good or remain silent. Speak good, speaking and saying that which is pleasing to Allah, using that creation of the tongue that Allah has blessed him or her with that which is good, from zikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and commanding the good and forbidding the evil. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Going back to iman, and that is that you are indeed the most virtuous of nations to come out from man, commanding the good, forbidding the evil, and believing in Allah. This is from iman, and calling to tawheed, the da'wah to tawheed and sunnah. And also that which we see and look at is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمْ يَبْغِ عَنْهُ عُدُولَ ابْنُ قَيْمِ, he says. Doesn't turn away from that. Uses the vision in his eyes in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that which is pleasing to Allah, from reading the Qur'an and seeking ilm, and looking at that which is permissible and staying away from that which is permissible. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى جَعَلَهُمْ مَوْرِدًا لِتَكْلِيفِ وَمُحَلًّا لِلْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي, as Ibn Qayyim mentions here. Allah's made them be questioned regarding their moral responsibility. And they are at a position where they are morally responsible in fulfilling the commandments and staying away from the prohibitions. And that includes in the vision and that which we should see. And the limbs as well. The person does ihsan with their limbs and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing the ibadat al-badaniya, the types of worship of the limbs, like the salawat, which is the ummu ibadat al-badaniya, which is the mother of all actions of the limbs, the salah. And they do ihsan, and they have muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like is mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel, the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'anhu, the hadith which is mashhur by hadith of Jibreel, where he said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَدْ سَأَلَ نَبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. He said, Jibreel said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inform me about ihsan. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْ تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Worship Allah as if you can see him, know that he can see you. And that is muraqabah, having watchfulness. Therefore all of these limbs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for a purpose that is divine, a purpose that is noble, should be used in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ قَامَ بِشُكْرِ مَا أُوتِيَهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And then the person who does this, as Ibn Qayyim concludes, that has indeed shown gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which he has been given, yani given from the heart and the tongue and the limbs and the vision and the hearing, that which Allah has blessed him with subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'matan minhu wa tafaddula, the blessing from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a favor from his kindness subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ قَامَ بِشُكْرِ مَا أُوتِيَهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَسَلَكَ بِهِ إِلَى مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ سَبِيلًا. And is indeed upon that path of gratitude, and therefore attains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, وَمَنْ إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ في إرادته وشهواته. But as for the one, and this is from those who are not using their limbs in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as for the one who uses that which Allah has blessed with from the limbs that have been, the aforementioned limbs and so forth that have been mentioned, just to fulfill his whims and his desires, and he's not looking and paying attention to the haqq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to the rights of Allah, to fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping him alone without any partners. He said that this individual, tahassara idha su'ila an dhalik, they'll feel regret because they're going to be questioned, and we'll all be questioned as it relates to our hearts, to our limbs, every single blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. What have we done with those blessings? We've done it to fulfill the obedience of Allah, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has been done and used in the disobedience of Allah? The individual that uses it to fulfill their desires, their whims, to fall into the haram, and that which their desires calls to their answer, but that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls to, they become negligent regarding. تحسر إذا سئل عن ذلك, he says. The individual would have regret when they're questioned regarding that. وحزن حزنا طويلا, and we have a very long sadness, and be sad for a long time for that lack of gratitude. فإنه لا بد من الحساب, because there is no doubt that everyone will be taken to account على حق هذه الأعضاء, for every right that is supposed to be fulfilled for these limbs that Allah has created for a divine purpose, a noble purpose, they'll be questioned regarding them. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, Ibn Qayyim mentions this verse, that verily the hearing and the hearing, and verily the sight, and verily the heart, all of this will be questioned. You'll be questioned regarding them. كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Every single part of the of our body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and we're supposed to be using in obedience of Allah will be questioned regarding that. So after this point number one, we've finished. Ibn Qayyim then says in point number two, showing the importance of the most fundamental part of the limbs, and that is the heart. He says, وَلَمَّا كَانَ الْقَلْبِ لِهَذِي الْأَعْضَى كَمَلِكِ الْمُتَصَرِّفِ فِي الْجُنُودِ الَّذِي تَصْدُرْ كُلُّهَا عَنْ أَمْرِهِ. He said, being the case, and he uses lemma, which is dependent clause, lemma. He uses lemma and then mentions a dependent clause. So he's saying, seeing that the heart, as it relates to these limbs, is like a king and its army, meaning the king is the heart and the army, there are the other parts of the body, the limbs. الَّذِي تَصُرْ كُلَّهَا عَنْ أَمْرِي. The limbs operate and function upon that which the heart commands. يَسْتَعْمِلُهَا فِيمَا شَاءَ. The heart will use the limbs in that which the heart orders and commands. So if the heart is healthy, the heart will command the limbs to do that which is good from ta'at, from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to repel and stay away from the muharramat, and that which is displeasing from the prohibitions, that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكُلُّهَا تَحْتَ عُبُدِيَّتِهِ وَقَهْرِهِ. The heart's in control of all of the limbs. And that's where the fundamental source comes from, the condition of the heart. وَتَكْتَسِبْ مِنْهُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةُ وَالزَّيْرُ. From the heart, there will come uprightness and deviance. And that's why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَّا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَّا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. And Ibn Qayyim mentions a portion of this hadith, the hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir رضي الله تعالى عنه, Where he says, Al-halalu bayyin, wal-haram bayyin. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that that which is halal is clear, and that which is haram is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَيَعْرِفُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And between that which is halal and that which is haram are the doubtful matters. And not many people know about them from the people. And then at the end, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, in the body there is a flesh. And if that flesh is correct and pure, the body is pure. And if that flesh is corrupted and wretched, the body is corrupted and wretched. Indeed, Allah, tanbih, indeed it is the heart. Indeed it is the heart. So it's important that we pay attention to the affair of the heart, ya ibadallah. Because the heart is the king, and the limbs are the army, and the army obey their king. So if the king, which is the heart, is pure and is alive, then it would indeed affect the limbs in doing the acts of the ahya, the acts of those who are alive, whose iman is strong, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heart that is marid or that is dead, لا فائدة في الجسد إذا فسد القلب. Like Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he mentions in this point. He said, لا فائدة. There is no benefit of the limbs if the heart is corrupted. There's no benefit of somebody having healthy body, doing exercise, being fit. Of course, obviously, this is something that is matlub. And something that is required, that one has to maintain the health, the physical health. But there is no benefit of one having physical health when the qalb, the heart is corrupted. The heart is sick. أَيَمْنَا صَاحِبُهُ مِنَ الْفَهْمِ Sheikh Saleh, he said. Because that sick heart, it prevents the one that has that heart from understanding and having fiqh, and having insight, and having ilm and knowledge. So therefore, ignorance emanates from that individual. Ignorance as in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونْ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ أَذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبَصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبِ الَّتِي فِي صُدُورِ. Well, he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, that do they not see and look to the earth and that which has occurred from those before, so they can have a heart that conceptualizes, a heart that understands, and they understand with the heart. So Allah began with the heart, because in this verse Allah began with the heart, because it is the foundation. أَوْ أَذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Or ears that they hear, do they not hear that which has happened from those before? But Allah began with the heart. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبَصَارِ. For verily, that which is blind is not the vision. When you talk about the blind, the reality of blindness, it's not the vision. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي صُدُورِ. But rather, is the blinding of the heart that is in the chest. Is the blinding of the heart that is in the chest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding the kuffar and those who did not believe in Allah and the hereafter, he said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, and he began with the problem with them. And he began subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart. That they have hearts that they do not understand with the heart. Because that's where the ilm, that's where the real fiqh comes from, the heart. And that's where taqwa is. وَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have a heart that they do not understand. لَا يَفْقَهُونَ عَدِلَّةِ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُنَّةِ. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he mentions, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ. They don't have the heart in which they understand the Quran and understand the Sunnah and reflect upon the Quran, the ayat, and reflect upon the Sunnah. And then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, about another part of the limbs. He said, لَهُمْ أَعْيُنْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And they have eyes, but they cannot see with them. يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ أَشْيَاء مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ الْقَوْنِيَّةِ وَلَا يَسْتَفِدُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَدِلُونَ بِهَا. عَلَىٰ عَظَمَةِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ. Sheikh Saleh, he mentions in this verse, لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes but they cannot see, meaning that they look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they look at the trees, they look at the rivers, the oceans, they look at their children, they look at the beauty of the birds and so forth. وَلَا يَسْتَفِدُونَ. They're not benefiting from what they're looking at. So they're not really seeing the reality of what they should be seeing. And that is using it as a proof and showing the mightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that deserves to be worshipped alone. And the qudra of Allah. And the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that you find that the majority of people go on siyaha, go on to vacation and trips, road trips, going to the ghaba, to the jungles, or to the gardens and see all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're not actually looking. لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they're not actually seeing. And that is that these things that we're seeing from the ayat al-kawniyah, they are to remind us fundamentally of the mightiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the qudra and the perfect ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is al-khaliq and he is the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created, khaliqu kulli shay, the creator of everything subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who's really looking will stay away from disobeying Allah when they see the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the qudra of Allah, the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُ سِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Look on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look and see the ramifications for those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ أَعْيُنْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes but they're not seeing. So they don't see the ayat al-kawniyah, those creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, they look at the ayat al-Qur'aniyah that they read. The verses in the Qur'an, looking at the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't look at it, as Sheikh Saleh has mentioned, how it's supposed to be looked at and read, with i'tibar, with reflection. With reflection and understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, لَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And he mentions after that, and they have ears that they do not really hear. يعني لا يسمعون آيات القرآنية. They do not, when they hear the ayat of Allah, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has no effect on them. They look at the husn of the sawt al-qari, وَنَسُوا كَلَامَ الْبَارِ. They reflect upon the beautiful voice of the reciter. His recitation is so beautiful, but they forgot about the kalam of Allah. The Quran. Listening and listening with the tool that Allah has given us from hearing, in reflecting and having tadabbur, and reflecting as it relates to the ayat of the Quran, the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Not that we just listen to have tamattu and enjoy the recitation of the Qari, but we're not having reflection ala kalam al-bad. We're not having reflection as it relates to the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah, the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaykh Saleh says, لِذَالَ لَا يَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ وَلَا يَتَبْكِي. And that's why that they do not have the fear of Allah in their hearts, and they do not cry when they hear the recitation. They do not cry when they listen to the recitation of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran for us to reflect. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not reflect and have tadabbur, reflect upon regarding the Quran? وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ إِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَاجِدُ فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If it was from other than Allah, then it would have contradictions. Reflect. That's what the Quran is for, to reflect. And to have ilm and knowledge of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and that which He has prohibited. Because we are muhalleen, we are people who are morally responsible in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from His prohibitions. And we have a narration that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a hadith which is in Sahih Bukhari, إِذَا كَانَ يَخْطُبْ إِلَى جَزْعٍ مِنْهَا. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a khutbah, and on the member, صُنِعَ لَهُ الْمَنْبَرْ, and the member, a member was made for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he was upon that member giving a khutbah, and the Sahaba who narrated the hadith, who is Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala, and he said, سَمِعْنَا لِذَٰلِكَ الْجَزْعِ صَوْتًا كَصَوْتِ الْعِشَارِ. And we heard from, because there was a pine kind of tree that was put near the member of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the Sahaba asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can they put one there for him? And he leaned on it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jabir ibn Abdullah, this was a tree, creation, wood. And Jabir ibn Abdullah, he said that we could hear this wood when the Messenger was giving the sermon, where he was reciting the ayat of Allah, and he was mentioning the verses in the Quran, and giving wa'ad and admonishing. And the tree or the pine, it began to cry. And Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala said that we heard it cry like a female camel would scream. So it was a loud noise that they heard. حتى جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوضع يده عليها فسكنت. The Messenger صلى الله عليه until the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he put his hand upon that pine or that tree, small tree, and then it calmed down. So this is a creation of wood that is affected by the kalam of Allah. How is our hearts as it relates to the kalam of Allah? And they showed you the importance of this muqaddimah of Ibn Qayyim he's mentioning. So we can all examine our hearts when we hear the Quran recited in our salawat. Do we have this shiva in our hearts? And that is from the creation that is jamid. It's not human. But we've been given the heart, barakallahu fikum, to reflect as it relates to the ayat of Allah in the Quran. And there's a narration also in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in radiyallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, where كان قال لنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي. And where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, read for me. قلت يا رسول الله اقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. I read for you and it was revealed to you. قال نعم فقرأت سورة النساء. And he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I recited Surah An-Nisa, حَتَّى أَتَيْتُ إِلَى هَذِي الْآيَةِ, until I reached this verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And he said that I recited up unto the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 41, the 41st verse. So the Messenger was commanded Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to recite, and recited Surah An-Nisa up unto verse 41, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and what will happen if we will bring from every ummah, a nation, a witness, and we will bring you, O Muhammad, as a witness over them, as a witness over the ummah who have been commanded to follow him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَجِدْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And I'll bring, and we bring you as a witness over them. قَالَ حَسْبُكَ الْآنَ. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, enough. فَالْتَفَتْتُ إِلَيْهِ. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that then I turned to him. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَضْرِفَانَ. And I saw his eyes weeping, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of that verse. فَرَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي. This is Bukhari and Muslim actually, the hadith, but in the riwayah of Muslim, specifically wording of Imam Muslim in his Sahih, فَرَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي فَرَأَيْتُ ذُمُوعَهُ تَصِيرُ. And I saw him, I raised my head and I saw his eyes pouring of tears, with tears, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the reflection in the Quran. So then the heart has khashya, the heart has that fear, and the eyes are not, does not have drought, stone through lack of tears. And when was the last time that we cried? When the ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was recited. And Hafidh ibn Hajar, regarding this hadith, he said, istadhara al-Hafidh ibn Hajar yaqul, that the sabab bukaihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the reason of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, وَالَّذِي يَظْهَرَ أَنَّهُ بَكَى رَحْمَةً لِأُمَّتِهِ. After reflecting upon this verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was reciting for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried. And Hafid ibn Hajar, he said, وَالَّذِي يَظْهَرَ, that which is apparent is that he cried through pity for and mercy for his ummah. لِهَنُ وَعَلِمَ أَنَّهُ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعَمَلِهِمْ. Because he knew, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would bear witness upon them for their actions. وَعَمَلُهُمْ قَدْ لَا يَكُنْ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And their actions may not be upright. They may not have followed the commandments of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and staying away from the prohibitions. فَقَدْ يُفْتِي إِلَى تَعْذِيبِهِمْ. And he could lead to their punishment. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. He says, Hafid ibn Hajar, in Fathul Bari, in explanation of this hadith. Al-Muhim, it shows that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reflected on the verse and the meaning of the verse, and it caused him to cry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the heart that we want to have is the heart that when the ears that follow the heart hears of these verses, and the eyes that read these ayat in the Quran and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the heart cries due to its healthy nature. Due to the healthy nature of this heart that has barakallahu fikum, a healthy state. That has a healthy state. Na'am. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions this hadith, ala inna fil jasadi mudgha, that indeed that there is a flesh in the body. If it's upright, correct, then pure, then the body is pure. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if it's impure or wretched, then the limbs are wretched. So he said, فَهُوَ مَلِكُهَا. Naam, after all of this, we know clearly that, as Ibn Qayyim has said, that the heart is the king of the body. وَهِيَ الْمُنَفِّذَةُ لِمَا يَأْمُرُهَا بِهِ. And the limbs will obey that which the heart commands. القابلة لما يأتيها من هديه ولا يستقيم لها شيء من أعمالها حتى تصدر عن قصده ونيته. Deep kalam from Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. He said that the actions that are to be done, it's not going to come about except it comes about through the intentions of that heart that transmits to the limbs. It's the king, it's commands. So the person has good intentions, then it will become apparent in their limbs sooner or later. And the person who have bad intentions, likewise will be apparent in their limbs. وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ لَهَا شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِ حَتَّى تَسْتُرْ عَنْ قَصْدِهِ وَنِيَتِهِ. Nothing will occur from the actions except it comes about through the intentions and the heart, intentions that comes from the heart. The intentions that comes from the heart. وَهُوَ الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا كُلِّهَا. And he is responsible for all of it. Yani Ibn Qayyim, yani the heart is responsible for all of the limbs. Ibn Qayyim is emphasizing the importance of the heart as we come into the latter part of the Muqaddimah in order to show us, the reader, and those who are trying to benefit from this amazing text, the importance of the coming chapters of the affair of the heart. And he says, لأن كل راع مسؤول عن رعيته. Because every, indeed, shepherd is in charge of its herd. Again, taken from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, which is in Bukhari and Muslim. And then he says, كَانَ. So you remember we mentioned that he started up with the dependent clause. وَلَمَّا and as seen as the heart is كَذَا وَكَذَا وَكَذَا. Then he says, كَانَ. Which is the main clause, as is known in the English language, جواب الشرط, as it's known in the Arabic language. Now, seeing that this is the heart is كَذَا وَكَذَا وَكَذَا. كَانَ الْإِهْتِمَامِ بِتَصْحِيهِهِ وَتَسْدِيدِهِ أَوْلَى. Then it's more so important after all of this that the heart, attention should be placed to the heart. وَتَسْدِيدِهِ and correcting it and purifying it. مَعْتَمَدَ عَلَيْهِ سَالِكُونَ. For those who are treading the path of obedience of Allah, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, and wanting to go in the, to take that path to paradise, they have to correct this heart. وَنَظَرُوا في أمراضه وعلاجها أهم ما تنسك به الناسكون. And looking at the sickness of that heart and the cure of these sicknesses is the most important thing that the abid, the one that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, places emphasis and concentrates on. Ibn Qayyim's kalam is thameen jiddan, hefty. Important statements here, preparing us for this amazing journey in going through his book. And then point number three of today, he says, again, remember, point number two regarding the importance of the heart. He says, وَلَمَّا عَلِمَ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ إِبْلِيسِ أَنَّ الْمُدَارَ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ وَالْإِعْتِمَادِ عَلَيْهِ أَجْلَبُ عَلَيْهِ بِالْوَسَاوِسِ وَأَقْبَلَ بِوُجُوهِ الشَّهْوَاتِ إِلَيْهِ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَحْوَالِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ مَا يَصُدُّهُ بِهِ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ وَأَمَدَّهُ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ الْغَيِّ بِمَا يَقْطَعُهُ عَنْ أَسْبَابِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَنَصَبَ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَصَايِدِ وَالْهَبَائِلِ مَا إِنْ أَسْلَمَ من الوقوع فيها لم يسلم من أن يحصل له بها التعويق فلا نجاة من مصائده ومكايده إلا بدوام الاستعانة بالله تعالى بالله تعالى وتعرض لأسباب مرضاتي والتجاء القلب إليه وإقباله عليه في حركاته وسكناته. He mentions here Ibn Qayyim rahimullah that as Shaytan, he knows the job and the duty of the heart, and the reliance that is needed, the reliance of the limbs on the heart. He has started his whispers. He tries to whisper to the heart. Tries to whisper and cause poison and poison the heart. And this is what he, barakallahu fikum, tries to do: to find that heart that is sick. And to try and make that heart that is sick even worse. And try and make that heart that is pure, sick. He tries his hardest now, knowing that that is where the king is. In order to attack the army, he goes for the king, which is the heart. So he brings the shahawat for various types of desires and modes of desires, presents to him and beautifies the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a shirk, the fundamental one. As Shaykh Saleh Fawzan Hafidhullah ta'ala mentions, beautifies shirk, beautifies associating partners with Allah, beautifies bid'ah, beautifies innovation, shaitan beautifies innovation, and then beautifies sins and lewd acts. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْعَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that verily the shaitan, he calls his companions, those who listen to him, to be from the companions of the hellfire. This is what he wants. And he attacks that thing, that flesh, that is the king of all the limbs. The our limbs being the army, and the king being the heart. So he attacks the heart. And the shaitan, he knows, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, barakallahu fikum, in the hereafter, Iblis, he knows, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him and has put him, and he's in the hereafter, and he knows that his destination is the hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shaitan does this. This is what shaitan says. Allah is telling us. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي إِنِّي كَفَّرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says that shaitan, when the matter has been concluded, yani his affair is ended, he says, indeed Allah had promised you the promise of the truth. What he had promised, Allah has promised, is the truth. And I promised you, but I betrayed you. This is shaitan, Allah says, he says. But I had no authority over you. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. I had no authority over you, except that I invited you, I called you, and you responded to me. So do not blame me. فَلَتَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. But blame yourselves. I cannot be called to aid you, and you cannot be called to aid me. Al-Ayah. So the shaitan, he knows his plots and his plans. And he attacks the heart. But the one who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purifies their heart, shaitan also knows that he cannot affect them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ. My slaves, عِبَادِي, يعني الَّذِينَ يُوَاحِدُونِي وَيَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those يُوَاحِدُونَ اللَّهُ, عِبَادِي, إِضَافَةُ تَشْرِيف. Allah has said that they are his slaves out of honor. He says, verily my slaves, you have no authority over them. The slave that fulfills the ghayat al-hub wa ghayat al-dhil, the one that establishes immense love of Allah in ibadah, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the purpose of their creation, they have he has no sultan over them. He has no power over them. So it's upon us to purify this heart with a tawheed, and study the book of Allah with the intention of purifying ourselves, that when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited, we shiver. We shiver, and there's khashya in the heart, so the limbs will be ready for this war against the shaitan, the jihad against the shaitan, in repelling his evil. Allah says, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ. Allah mentions that, my slaves, devout slaves, you do not have any authority over them. فَهَذِهِ الْإِضَافَةِ هِيَ الْقَاطِعَةِ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدُ وَبَيْنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Ibn Qayyim, he says, and this idafa, this ascription that Allah says, my slaves, this is that which distances the abd, the slave, from shaitan. And it's a mode لِحُصُولِهَا سَبَبُ تَحْقِيقِ مُقَامِ الْعُبُدِيَّ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To establish, by having that link of ibadah and worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will raise that abd to be from the devout slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the heart will have yaqeen and certainty. As Ibn Qayyim, he knows and he says, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. That he cannot affect and be successful against the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are sincere. And then he says, rahimullah Ibn Qayyim, ولما من الله الكريم بلطفه بالاطلاع على ما اطلع عليه من أمراض القلوب وأضوائها وما يعرض لها من وساوس الشياطين أعدائها وما تثمرها تلك الوساوس من الأعمال وما يكتسب القلب بعدها من الأحوال فإن العمل السيء مصدره عن فساد قصد قلبه ثم يعرض للقلب من فساد العمل قسوة فيزداد مرضا على مرضه حتى يموت ويبقى لا حياة فيه ولا نور له وكل ذلك من انفعاله بوسوسة الشيطان وركونه إلى عدوه الذي لا يفلح إلا من جاهره بالعصيان. He said, Rahimullah, that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored from his generosity subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given the avenues for one to know the sicknesses of the heart and its cures, and that also given the slave the ways to know from knowledge and seeking knowledge of the whispers of the shaitan, the enemy, and the enemy of the heart, and that which emanates from the whispers of shaitan in corrupting the actions, from corrupting the heart, because the origin of every evil action, the origin of it comes from the heart. And then the heart will show from the disease of the heart, it will go back to the actions and makes the heart get harder, and it becomes a circle flow of sins, circular flow of sins. فَيَزْدَادُ مَرَضًا عَلَى مَرَضِهِ حَتَّى يَمُوتَ. And then this heart would then, as the actions are evil, the heart gives, the shaitan whispers to the heart and corrupt the heart to corrupt the actions. Then the corrupt actions affect the heart, and then the heart gets sicker and it gets sicker حَتَّى يَمُوتَ, until it dies. وَيَبْقَ لَا حَيَاتَ فِيهِ, until there's no life in the heart. وَلَا نُورَ لَهُ, and there's no light in the heart. وَكُلُّ ذَلَكَ مِنْ فِعَالِهِ بِوَسْوَسَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. All of that is his reacting and submitting to the whispers of the shaitan and leaning to his enemy. Because verily none will be successful except the one who disobeys the shaitan. As Ibrahim, Allah mentions regarding Ibrahim a.s. when he said, يَا أَبَتِي لَا تَعْبُدِي الشَّيْطَانِ. O my dear father, do not worship shaitan. Disobey him. And this is how the abd has to be. So because of all of this, Ibn Qayyim, he says, showing another main clause to the dependent clause, showing the reason why he offered this book, from Lemma Manallah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq and guidance to know the sickness of the heart and its cures, to the end, he says, Aradtu, this is the answer now, I wanted an uqayyid dhalika fi hadha kitab, I wanted to place these cures in this book. I wanted to place these cures in this book. لِأَسْتَذْكِرُهُ مُعْتَرِفًا فِيهِ مِنْ لِلَّهِ. So I can benefit. So he's benefiting himself, Ibn Qayyim. And this is what we have to be whenever we do anything, that we fundamentally are benefiting ourselves. To recognize the virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And يَنْتَفِعُ, and for the one that is reading to benefit from it. And that the one that is reading makes dua for him, Ibn Qayyim is requesting. لِمُؤَلِّفِهِ بِالْمَغْفِرَ وَالرَّحْمَةِ, seeking that the one that is reading is making dua for him, بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ, for forgiveness from Allah and his mercy. And then he said, وَسَمَيْتُهُ إِغَاظَةُ الْأَحْفَانِ فِي مُصَائِدِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So I authored the book, إِغَاظَةُ الْأَحْفَانِ, supporting the distressed in the repelling the plots of the shaitan. And this, with this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he ended and mentioned that he has gathered this book into 12 chapters, and we will inshallah ta'ala start with the first chapter next week, في باب الأول في انقسام القلوب إلى صحيح وسقيم وميت, and that is the categorization of the heart to the heart that is correct, healthy, the heart that is sick, and the heart that is dead next week, بإذن الله تعالى رب العرش العظيم. هذا والله أعلم. And this we conclude till next week بإذن الله. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.